Yo, what's going on? Yo, what's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big Unk, Triple X. It's a little late in the night time. But hey, it's always good at any time to deliver that word, deliver that message, to get it out there. And man, I tell you, I had a crazy weekend. People who you think you know and trust, oh man, they turn out to be opposite. You know, so I use this podcast as a way of talking about my issues and my problems and delivering God's word. Heavenly Father, right now, I thank you for this message. I thank you for this podcast. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for the hearers and the doers. Father God, I pray right now that somebody hears my word, somebody hears my message, that you bestilled and born in me to deliver. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hey, listen, man. Big Unk, you know, y'all know my motto. I'm not going to be before you long. But I tell you, I had an interesting weekend. You know, first of all, Big Unk is a Mason, so I was looking into switching over to a different Masonic organization, to make a long story short. But the gentleman who I call myself got involved with, I actually got involved with somebody else that I knew, and he scammed the guy, to make a long story short. He scammed the guy out of $3,500 and then tried to blame that guy for the scam. You know, coming up with all these reasons that I knew nothing about. But here's my thing. You know, you got Proverbs 10 and 9, St. John 8 and 44, and Proverbs 19 and 5. And basically it's saying that you are a child of the devil and what you do will be known. But if you do it in righteousness, you don't have to be known because people will know. But what you do unrighteously will be known because somebody is going to speak on it. Somebody is going to say something about it. So basically what Big Unk is telling y'all is whatever you do in life, be righteous about it and help people, because God is also in the karma business of coming around back at you again. So do the right thing. And if you can't do nothing for nobody or deliver, like you say, give them their money back and just charge them a service fee. You know, so I kind of had to cut ties with the guy myself because I introduced him to a brother and he still wanted me to be cool with him. After I introduced him to a brother, and I didn't want the brother who I introduced him to think I had something to do with it, because I didn't. So basically it was kind of like a double standard with me. And some of the guys within the lodge, basically they were shady, and they the type that, you know, record phone conversations or have some, you know, do a conference call where the other person can hear. You know, they do stuff like that. So I learned my lesson behind all that and with them. So, you know, this was just a perfect day and time for me to tell you guys, you know, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. And stop the scamming and treat people right. Don't do the fraud. Whatever you need, ask God for it, and God shall bless you. God shall give it to you. You know, but you don't have to trick people out their money, because what goes around comes around, and you will not go unpunished. Believe that, you will get punished for what you did. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. And so, you know, I just wanted to make sure I share that with you guys before the night is over, because I got a long day tomorrow. I got to get up in the morning. Got to be to work at 6. Got a long week. And it's 11:39 p.m. Atlanta, Georgia. Big Unk, Triple X. Hey, listen, man. I love you guys. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for this message. Thank you right now for this word. Thank you for giving me the time and aspiration to deliver this message. And I'm praying and hoping that it inspires someone to the next time. I'm out. Peace.